Vous avez demandé de la musique Serer, ne bougez pas. Vous écoutez Serer Radio, la voix de la communauté Serer. Serer Radio, c'est un mélange de musique Serer, d'interviews exclusives, d'importants débats sur des sujets liés à la religion traditionnelle, l'histoire Serer et sa culture. Visitez notre site internet au www.sererradio.com et soyez prêts pour les programmes d'une radio classique sénégambienne. Serer Radio pour vous éduquer et vous divertir.
Well, we're in Ledbury Road in Hackford, King's, Notting Hill Gate, not far from Notting Hill Gate, one of the most affluent areas in London, and this is Serer Radio, and the Serer Radio Center as well, and this is a demonstration for, against the dictatorship of Yahya Jammeh in Gambia, and we've got lots of people here, but not. I was expecting a bit more from the Gambia, especially the Senegambian people, to come down here and probably demonstrate and show their repulsion about this dictator that we have here called Yahya Jammeh. So probably I'll probably try to get one of these bystanders to Hartikoli just give us a reason why they were here and what they were expecting.
Sorry, what's your name?
Would you like to speak to Serer Radio?
Sorry?
Serer Radio. Yes. Okay, can you tell us your name and just tell us why?
Yeah, I'm Mudlamin here. I'm living in London here. We're here demonstrating on behalf of the Gambians in Gambia right now. We all know the repression that the Gambia is going through. We have a dictatorial regime there going on right now. He has been killing people, maiming people. Our citizens are not free in the Gambia. So for that matter, we are here to talk on their behalf. Since they cannot express themselves, we are here to talk on their behalf. We are tired of this regime. We are very much tired of. When he came to power, he promised us that he's going to give us free education. None of this worked. Instead, he tried to enrich himself in power. Gambians are tired, Gambians, and nobody is free in Gambia. So here we are for peace. Thanks God to anybody here.
What is your opinion about Hartikoli, the international community response to the Gambian situation so far?
The international community needs to come back to the aid of the Gambia because we are very vulnerable right now. The Gambia is a weak country. We don't have mineral resources. The little aid that we have, this man used that money to enrich his family and his entire cabinet ministers. Anybody who is working for Jammeh regime needs to know that there will be a day he will go. So you need to watch your back and make sure. I have a message for the security forces. If anybody is out trying to demonstrate, they have their constitutional right to make a demonstration. So there is no way that you should open fire on them. You have to help them out for them to express their views, because if you are not giving that light, it is not going to work. Thank you very much. Anyway,
you're welcome. Thank you very much. Let me just try to find somebody else. Let me just ask a lady here. And hello, my name is Tamsi Ju from Serer Radio. Would you like to speak to Serer Radio and tell us why you were here, and what do you think about the international community's response to the Gambian situation so far?
Okay.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Come.
Yeah, sure. Yes, she's leading me somewhere, and I'm sure she's going to give me her response so far. Hello, hi, good afternoon. This is Tamsi Ju from Serer Radio and the Serer Resource Center.
Yeah.
And we're here today, actually. I was expecting a bit more. Can you tell us, Hartikoli, your name and what were you expecting? Were you expecting a bit more people to come out? And also, what is your response to the international community's response in regards to the Gambian situation?
The Gambian situation right now, my name is Yahya Sebi. My name is Yahya Sedi, and obviously we expected even millions and millions of people, Gambians, to come out today to show the whole world that what Jammeh is doing in the Gambia is terrorism. And actually we are frustrated. And in this frustration, Jammeh wants to keep the Gambia on his own armpit and make a Gambia a bedroom of his, which we are not accepting. We are tired of 22 years of dictatorship and ruling without. Jammeh is just bullying us. He is not ready for any Gambian to be recognized in this world, and he doesn't want anybody to receive. It's only Jammeh. Jammeh has taken the whole Gambia to his own pocket. All the land, everything, all the properties are in Jammeh's hand. Not even the Sam, Jammeh, the beaches are Jammeh's beaches now. Nobody has any right to anything. Even your own clothes, you have no right to it. This is why we have to protest against it, and we are tired of his dictatorship.
What do you think the international community can do in regards to the Jammeh situation? Have they been active enough in regards to Hartikuli trying to sort out the mess in Gambia?
No, no. To us,
would you like to see?
Yeah, we want to see. We want to see them act. Understand? To free the Gambians. We are tired. You understand? We want the international world to force Jammeh, even not to force him, but to show him to do the right thing. Democracy should be the rule of the day. This is what we want the international world to help.
What about ECOWAS? I mean, ECOWAS has been very silent, especially the leaders.
ECOWAS is nothing because they are all the same. ECOWAS is just like, ECOWAS is one room. You know, compared to everything, ECOWAS, they are only there for the state, the presidents are only there for themselves. So they are not there for their people. So ECOWAS is zero.
And we have received lots of calls from the Senegalese community as well.
Yes.
And they say, Hartikuli, they are very pleased that the Gambians have finally decided to speak out.
Yes.
And they say, Hartikuli, they were reluctant to partake, Hartikuli, to so support the Gambians because it is obviously because Gambia is, it would be unconstitutional,
yes,
for the Senegalese government to just step in.
Yes.
And Hartikuli, but now the Gambians have finally speaking out, deciding to come out.
Yes.
And they're willing to so support.
Yes.
What is your response? And they say, obviously, Hartikuli, it is a Gambian war. It is a Gambian Hartikuli fight.
Yes.
But Hartikuli, it is the Gambians who have to lead it.
Yes.
Then Senegalese can show them support. But obviously, the Senegalese can just go down there and start batching in.
Yes.
What is your response to that?
My response to that, Senegalese, if they say that they are on the right track, but the only simple reason is they have to close their borders during election time, because all those people who elect for Jammeh are all from Casamas. They all come from Casamas during election time. Jammeh's wins are not Gambians. Gambians are not voting for Jammeh. But Senegalese are voting for Jammeh. And now if Senegalese are ready to stand for the Gambians, then they should close their borders during election time. And they should be checking their people going in and out and having two voters' cards. Gambian voters' card and this thing, how is it called? Senegalese voters' card. So they, as far as they are ready to help us, that's the most important thing for them to stand and close those doors for us.
And since President Macky Sall decided to close the border,
yes,
do you think Hartikuli, that is a way in, is an advantage to the fight, or Hartikuli, it's sort of a disadvantage?
No, it's an advantage, because the reason why I'm saying though Gambians will suffer,
yes,
because we don't have gas, we haven't got so many things. But in closing that door means a big fight for them. You understand? Because right now, if he doesn't close those borders, we are not going to get what we want. Jammeh should be closed. As far as the international world is concerned, we want Jammeh to be banned traveling. You understand? Yes, he should be banned. If he should be banned, then we will get what we want. Otherwise, we will not get anything that we want.
We are receiving reports that obviously, Hartikuli, the Senegalese army are on standby.
Yes.
Hartikuli, just waiting to just strike in.
Yes.
Do you have any information about that? And Hartikuli, what is your view on that?
No, in fact, I haven't got any information about that. But my view on that is, Senegalese, when they want to have such things, it would be very brutal to the Gambians, because it's not all the Gambians who are doing it, it's Jammeh who is doing that, and Jammeh is manipulating through Senegal, through Casamance. Whatever he is doing today, he's doing all through Casamance. Jammeh was feeding the rebels in Casamance, giving them guns. If you can remember, I don't know, about 5, 6, 7 years ago, they had a ship, a container full of guns, and they had caught in Nigeria, and it was from from Iran coming to the Gambia, and it was intercepted in Nigeria. All these things has been Jammeh's dictatorship, tyranny, plans to wage war on the Gambians. And this, when he knew that it was not possible, now he took a chance of now what he is doing. Let me castrate them one by one. Jammeh is castrating Gambians one by one, and he doesn't want no landed passing in the Gambia. Jammeh wants to rule the country empty. He doesn't care what happens.
What What about his probably had to call it, manifesto or plans to make Gambia an Islamic state? How would that affect Article? Just because Article, would you say it is disrespectful because to the Sierra community, to some Christian community, and also the people who do not follow Islamic, even some Muslims as well?
Look, we have been living together. Mm-hmm. Gambia is not one religion state. We have been living Christians, Muslims. Gambia is only one intestine. Brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, we are all one. So if Jammeh wants to bring in this thing, means Jammeh wants to, what he is planning, you don't know. The people are not seeing Jammeh's plans. Jammeh wants to create, this tribal war, a religional war in the Gambia, for people to go against the Islamics and the Christians to go against each other, which is not possible. We are seeing all his plans. We want to, what he is also planning, one is, he wants to be a king. People don't see what he is doing. Jammeh wants to be a king. He wants us to come together, fight each other, then he will get what we want. So I would prefer and tell the Gambians that let's all leave our minds on what Jammeh is doing. Jammeh is smarter than anybody you see. Jammeh is not a fool. He is fighting for his own field.
Why do you think he has targeted the Mandinka community of Gambia particularly?
Yeah, Jammeh did this because you know, Mandinkas, yes, are the majority in the first place. Let me just say it this way. And Jammeh knows that if he tried to target the Mandinkas, eliminate all the Mandinkas, he's free. And that's why, let me tell you, I live in the Fonis. Fonyi is a very, very, very tiny, small place. But now you have so many Kasamasians coming into Fonyi. Fonyi is full. And they are all rebels. He's inviting rebels. Even in the upcountry, upriver, Jammeh has invited rebels in. And they all have guns and everything with them. So targeting Mandinkas, it's something that is not surprising. Because he knows they are the majority. And they can over. And it's the Mandinkas who made Jammeh sit there in the first place. Because they allow him. They welcome him. Thinking that we are going to get better. But I will tell you this. Today I can stand and say, Jawaras, this thing are punishing the whole Gambia. Gambians thought that we are going to get better, and Jawara was the better person for the whole Gambia.
So it's, in a way, it's a better devil you know than the devil you don't know.
Yes. You know? This is why we still now, the old power is living, and he's seeing, so the Gambians are asking for him. Right now.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? Because Jammeh came in power. What he is even planning is to have his own children become presidents and kings of the Gambia.
Now, what are you doing? I don't think that is going to happen. If the Gambian come up together,
even Jammeh himself will never be there.
Yes.
For another 5 years. So thinking of such things is he's a fool.
Yes.
Jammeh is the biggest fool in this world you can ever see, and the biggest thief in this world you can ever see, and the biggest terrorist you can see in this world. Yes.
And now talk about Olpa with the article regards to Sadao the Kelba Jawara.
Yes.
I would like to ask you one last question regarding the recent incidents in Gambia on Thursday and Saturday.
Yes.
Where the Gambian youth finally spoke, came out in numbers.
Yes.
And had to call it, but the elders didn't come out.
Yes. Why? What happened, you know, when you've come to politics now, and I would want to tell you something. There is one thing the Gambians should understand. Being PPP, being UDP, NRP, or any other opposition, we have to unite and be one. Fighting Jammeh is not an easy thing. You understand? We have to forget about UDP, we have to forget about PPP, we have to forget about all the opposition names, whatever we have, and concentrate and unite to be one. You understand? Otherwise, we can never fight Jammeh. And this is what we should put on our minds, at the back of our minds, that we can only fight Jammeh when we unite. Unite we push him. Divide, we fall. This is what Jammeh is always looking for. Taking Lawyer Dabo into custody is a big pride for him. It's a big pride for him. And what he wanted, Jammeh wants war. Jammeh doesn't want peace, you know. He's waging war. That's why he held Dabo. Otherwise, he should not have held Dabo. Because Dabo has done nothing. Obviously, if that Jammeh is a good president, what he could have said is, release all these people. Then we go to a forum. You understand? But Jammeh will never invite that. Jammeh doesn't want Gambia. I don't even believe that Jammeh is a Gambian. If Jammeh is a Gambian, there is a question mark. So for that reason,
My name is Tamse Ju from Sere Radio and the Sere Resource Center. What's your name?
Yes. Let's break into
yes, sorry about that. Go on.
Yes, you understand? Jammeh wants to wage war on the Gambians. So we Gambians should open our eyes. But we should unite. We should unite. The only answer to this is we unite. When we don't unite, we are zero.
Now we had on my talk show on Monday. I didn't disclose the name of the he's a member of the UDP.
Yes.
And she said she was very disappointed in Halifa Sala.
Mm-hmm.
He did not come out to support Dabo.
Mm-hmm.
What is your intake on that?
People are talking. All those talks have no use. Say PPP hasn't come to support Dabo, NRP hasn't come out to support Dabo, Doi hasn't come out of. That's it. Fake talk. What we are after, we are not after who and who is supporting. We are talking about Gambians in this sense. Let's not call on individual names. Individual names are nothing. OJ is one. Dabo is one. I mean, Khalifa is one. NRP, Ba is one. So for that reason, why do we have to call one? Why? Let's call the people, let's call Gambians, not parties now. We are not talking about parties. We are talking about Gambians. Let Gambians come out and support. If we talk about UDP now, they have cut Dabo. How many UDP supporters did you have in the Gambia? Where are they? What are they doing under their beds? In fact, they went under their beds because they should have all gone out. You understand? And this, they should not have done it alone. It should have been a collective thing. You know, but when you do it individually, Jammeh wants, this is what he wants. He wants to eliminate them one by one, individually. But if we all cooperate, Jammeh cannot do anything.
Now my last question to you is, because we are in the diaspora, we don't have to call it, the Gambian youth work in Gambia,
yes,
they are the one have to call it, who have to bear the brunt of it.
Yes.
What encouragement can we give them from the diaspora, how to call it, so that they can come out in numbers and show them?
What we can tell them, you don't only have to call, because nobody, let me tell you the right thing. People are talking here. If you tell me, take my sons out or tell my son to go out to be killed by Jammeh, I would not allow it. You understand? What we should do, support them, call them individual and show them that this is the time that we should fight Jammeh. We all know individually which parties we belong to. You talk to your party leaders. Tell them this is what we want. And we are not there, but we should be sponsoring them also. Sponsors is what is necessary. If you don't sponsor your political leader, where do you go? You are zero. But we cannot call out people individually. That's not the issue. The issue is collectiveness. We should be there to work together. I will tell you one secret. This is a top secret, but I have to tell you. People we are telling, saying that OJ didn't go out. That's fake. OJ alone cannot go in the streets. What happened to Dabo would happen to him. You understand? But he was listening with the UDP people. And that's the only thing he could have done. But the mistake there is no individual is to fight against Jammeh. The Gambians, the whole entire Gambia should fight against Jammeh, not individual. You go individually, Jammeh will kill all of us. Jammeh has guns, he has everything. We are going empty-handed. You understand? So what will be the answer and the repercussion of are we going out empty-handed? It's unity. Gambians are dogs that cannot bite. I'm telling you this.
Listen, we should have breaking this door. We
you understand?
The people to come here.
We should have the embassy you're talking about, yeah? Yes.
Break the embassy door, get in there.
And so what's your name?
No, I'm so upset with these people. There's so many APRC people in this crowd. Mm-hmm. When we come, listen, we're tired of this Martin Luther King style. Yeah. We should have approached the Malcolm X way. If people confront me with weapon, you confront them with weapon. Mm-hmm. Or people are getting killed in Gambia day in, day out for 22 years. Why are we here saying the law? Is there any law in Gambia? No. So we should have break into that place and then do what we got to do. That's the reason why I'm here. If you're going to be doing this Malcolm X kind of stuff, I will never turn up again.
No. Come here. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, sorry, I'm now back again.
Yeah, I'm back again. I am Yaya Sedi. I'm particularly speaking to the Gambians, the whole nation, in the diaspora, not in the Gambia, because they are already there. But we here, if we say party, you'll see millions of Gambians. Even to contribute for our opposition leaders, they will never do it. If all the people in England here could contribute £1 each, within a month we can have £1 million. But they would never do it. They prefer going with girlfriends or sitting in your house with your wife enjoying, when your own fellow Gambian, your brothers and sisters and mothers and uncles and nephews are suffering in the Gambia. I want Gambians to unite. A day like today, this street should have been full. Even the police would not have chance to come in here. You understand? But why are we few? Look at the few people that we have.
Not even 100.
No, that's what I'm saying. Where are the Gambians? Yeah. Because you want to go to the Gambia, you don't want to be seen on TV or whatever, on the media. Why?
I don't know.
Then you don't want to sacrifice for your country. If you want to sacrifice for your country, you will want to be seen worldwide. Where even if they should put the knife on your throat, say what you should do, do what you should do, and finish off with it. We are tired, but Gambians are not still tired with Jammeh, you know. I am telling you the truth. Because you say, when they see me on TV or when I speak on the media, I will not go to the Gambia. What is Gambia? Before Gambia, people die before Gambia. You understand? For that reason, let all Gambians go out. Let's all come out and support our country. Not parties we support, we call supporting our nation. You understand? If you hear international media talking or international world talking about the Gambia, it's we who should foresee, do what we want to do. But sitting down here talking blah, blah, blah over the radio, so many people we are talking. Ah, I'm disappointed by this man. I'm disappointed by that man. No, I would not call any name. But why are they talking like that? What are they doing here? What are they doing? If they want to die, let them go to the Gambia. They have money. They can pay for flights. Why didn't they go?
And so I'm quite disappointed, in a way, also disappointed at Hardikwell, because our website, we've been posting at Duga,
yes,
and asking people to come and go and donate to Duga,
yes,
because and I know that this demonstration is happening in New York,
yes,
it's happening in Washington,
yes,
it's happening in Paris,
yes,
and I believe also in Senegal down there as well,
yes.
So I am not very, the London Gambians here, especially the UK Gambians, I could say, I'm quite disappointed, and also Hardikwell, the Duga has not been receiving any funding from the community. Why is that?
They will never on earth contribute towards it. What I'm telling you, Gambians themselves don't want themselves. That's why I call Gambians dogs that bark and don't bite. I'm a Gambian. I bark, but I don't bite.
That's the sad part about it.
Yeah, that's the sad part of it. When you come here, blah, 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 individually, you are in a house, you can say whatever you want to say, but come and be seen.
Yes.
You want to be seen on the soil. Let's do it. Look, very few people.
Yeah. Less than 100.
Less than 100.
Less than 100.
Where are all the Gambians?
I don't know. And then lose the blame here.
London. Especially in London. How many Gambians are in London alone?
Especially East London.
You know where I'm from? I'm from Birmingham.
Yeah. Birmingham. You travel all the way from Birmingham here?
Birmingham, and this is my wife.
Yeah, I used to live in Birmingham. I used to tick down there.
Okay.
So I know the area very well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I think the British people should not abandon us in time of need, because when they needed us, we were part of their colony then. They didn't say the Gambia was just a small island with less than 1 million people, so we would not bother them. There is nothing that grows in the Gambia. They came and took our people and joined them in their army to fight. My uncle was fighting in the trenches in Boma.
he got wounded. He took a bullet to his grave. And he was not fighting for the Gambia. He was fighting for the British colony, the British crown. Though we are independent, yes, since 1965. But Gambia has had one of the best bilateral relations with Britain through the Commonwealth. Gambia was one of the best friends of Britain. In fact, we were champion the cradle of democracy before the 1994 military coup. We have the African Center for Human Rights stationed in the Gambia. Thanks to our democratic ideals, the Gambian constitution is a carbon copy of the British common law. My dear, if Britain is kind of respectful to international law, even whereas Gambia is not part of the Commonwealth, the British people cannot, they should not leave us in the hands of a complete brutal tyrant. They are bound by international law anyway to protect us. They are bound, Mugabe, for instance, Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, went out of the Commonwealth. But the British are still pressurizing for Robert Mugabe to go. Why not us? Gambia was a British colony before Zimbabwe. Is it because there are some British living in Zimbabwe right now having farms? Why should the British abandon us today when we need them the most?
So today, what were you expecting?
We wanted the Gambian ambassador to the Gambian High Commissioner to the United Kingdom to at least send a powerful message. Because I know, I am sure, the man that runs the Gambia today would be on the phone with her. I am 100% sure. She would be telling that criminal, that war criminal who should have been at the Hague today in chains, that Bambamas and other, he calls us dogs, are here making noise. And the message that I would want to send to Yahya Jammeh is, every dog, he calls us dogs, every dog has its own day. Our day would come.
Dog is ready to bite.
Our day would come. He can go and kill our people. He can mind them. He can rape our women. But our day would surely come. And that would not fail. We will not relent. We will not stop. We would continue fighting him. I have been fighting Yahya Jammeh for 21 years. And I'm still alive. Even if I die, my son would take over. And if my son dies, my grandson would take over. This is a war that we would never stop fighting. Because we believe that here I'm standing, in the middle of here, the United Kingdom, I'm standing here. I want Yahya Jammeh to hear me. I'm standing here. There are no police, there are no army slapping me, kicking me. If I were doing this in the Gambia, madam, we would be talking about a different story. I will go 7 feet deep. Soldiers would be kicking me. Before you know it, you will be telling your colleagues, oh, I once interviewed that guy. They said he's dead. Oh my God. Oh la la. He would kill me. And yet he calls himself a champion of women's rights. Madam, Yahya knows me and I know him. But I'm not going to go into details with that with you. I don't want to waste your time. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Can I just ask, from Tansiyagi from the Serial Resource and Tansiyagi Radio, why do you think the international community has been so slow in response to the Gambian situation?
The international community has been very, very slow because we feel that there is no diamonds, gold, or mineral resources in the Gambia. If Gambia was like Eritrea, Sierra Leone, today Jammeh would not be in power. We feel very betrayed, especially for the honor of my great grandfather, my grandfather, my uncles who fought in the First and Second World War, serving the British community. Today they will be turning in their graves because they thought that they were fighting for dignity. That dignity is what Yahya Jammeh snatched from our people today. And the British are silent. They are doing absolutely nothing.
The moment we start shedding blood in the Gambia, it will be the same international community that will come in to say, let us send food aid. Gambian people are dying. Refugees are flogging into Senegal. We are not savages. We are not animals. We wanted to take Jammeh out through the ballot box. If he refused to go, then we will take him out through the bullet.
We were receiving reports that the Senegalese army are on standby, Hatukule, just waiting to strike. What is your opinion on that?
Well, we don't want Senegal to take over the Gambia. Gambia is a sovereign nation. If Senegal wants to help us, they could have done it long time ago. Senegal could actually secure their border. We are not asking for an armed insurrection against Jammeh for now. We are politicians. We want to defeat Jammeh through the ballot box. And if there are free and fair elections, we believe we can. We are not asking Senegal to come and take Jammeh out. We don't want our brothers and sons to die. No.
We received actually in my show we received a lot of Senegalese callers. Now they were saying Hatukule like they are happy that the Gambian community have decided finally to step out, to come out and Hatukule to show their repulsion against the Jammeh. And they said Hatukule because Gambia is a sovereign nation, it would be improper for the Senegalese government to come and Hatukule to just attack Gambia. So they can only come out if the Gambians had, this is a Gambian war, Hatukule, the Gambians will lead it, then obviously Senegalese will be willing to support them. What is your opinion on that?
Well, I don't think the Senegalese media or the Senegalese people, whoever said that, told you what actually is on the ground. Senegalese government, we are not directly dealing with them, because we expect the Gambian government to at least reciprocate with them, discuss with them, and come to a solution of how to resolve the border crisis. Our people are suffering as a result. Like I said before, Gambian people, my party, the United Democratic Party, would never ever ask Senegal to intervene in the Gambian affairs. If Senegal chose that they want to come and get rid of Jammeh for whatever problem they have with Jammeh, well, that is Senegalese government's problem, not ours. Let Senegal deal with Senegal's problem. If they have problem with Jammeh, let them come and get him and lock him up in their Senegalese jail. I would dance with joy. But I would never, ever, as a politician, ask Senegal to come and invade the Gambia. No.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And all your partners in the EU to come to the aid of the Gambia at this period, at this time of great need. We say no to dictatorship. Down, Yaya Jammeh.
This is the radio, and I'm Tamsi Juve actually. The demonstrators have left Notting Hill Gate, and now they are actually just outside, opposite Downing Street, which is one of the not far away from Charing Cross Station. There's a traffic square rather. That's obvious. Downing Street is where the Prime Minister lives, the Prime Minister of the UK, and Hatukule. They're quite angry, understandably. So Hatukule, they ask Hatukule, the demonstrators asking Hatukule to turn down Yaya Jammeh, of course, and probably the British administration to intervene regarding the situation in Gambia.
Brute in Gambia. 22 years of dictatorship is enough. Enough of the killings. Enough of the torturing. Enough is enough. Enough now. Not them. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Sangra.
Yaya Jame Patina.
Yaya Jame Patina. Yaya Jame Patina.
They say Hatiko Yajame, he smokes marijuana and he drinks alcohol. So he's a shameless individual, so to speak.
Dead or alive, we need solo standing. Dead or alive, we need solo standing.
They are talking about Hatiko solo standing, the individual who was actually killed in the demonstration and the peaceful demonstration in Gambia, and the Sibama by solo standing. So they're quite angry here, which is understandable.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know our purpose of gathering here today. We've been to the Gambian embassy already. We've made it clear our purpose of gathering there today. And again today, we are right in front of Downing Street, in front of David Cameron's office. David Cameron is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The reason why we are here today, we had a long-standing relationship with the British people. Our relationship with the British people, you can trace it far back into colonialism. You colonized us, the little Gambia. And today, we are here to express our grievances. Our grievances before the British government, and also before the people of Britain. We lived in a country where there is no democracy, there is no rule of law. And then deny somebody with democracy, you have taken a fundamental rights from that person and you have denied them the dignity to self-determination. What happened in the Gambia today? And what has been happening in the Gambia today is not a secret. We have a dictator, we have a brutal killer, we have a savage in our country. The Gambia Constitution, the 1997 Constitution for that matter, has given us rights to freedom of assembly, freedom of association, freedom of religion. In the Gambia today, when folks, unarmed folks, citizens, came out on the street to express their dismay, their dissent to draconian laws, to draconian electoral laws that will only enhance the chances of the incumbent to hold and grip onto power as long as he wants. This is the guy who came to power by force. He came to power for 22 years. He has been visiting havoc on our people, the people of the Gambia. This Gambian people, they are very civilized people, very civilized people, but today we have been pushed to the limit. Yaya Jame and his autocratic government and his thugs, they have killed innocent Gambian people. Today there is carnage on the street of the Gambia. Yaya Jame has arrested innocent unarmed civilians, killed them, maimed them, raped our ladies, killed them, and today the leader of the largest opposition in the Gambia, commonly known as Lawyer Usain Dabo, is incarcerated. He's in prison. He's in captivity with his entire executive. The crime they committed, the same thing, is exercising their God-given rights under the Constitution of the Gambia. How far can we take the sovereigns? How far can we let Yaya Jame to tread on us like ants, like lifeless objects? Yaya Jame we are demanding, and then we are sending this message to the world, to the international body. The United Nations has condemned it, the EU has condemned it, Amnesty International, all the international bodies are today in solidarity with the people of the Gambia. They've all condemned it. We, the patriotic citizens of the Gambia, gathered here today in one voice, that is to say, Yahya Jammeh cannot rule the Gambia anymore. The Gambia is no longer governable. The Gambian people will no longer allow Yahya Jammeh, with impunity, his talks, his minister of injustice, misleading the world, misleading the African continent. Yahya Jammeh must step down. It's a simple demand, and it's a legitimate demand. Every law-abiding citizen of the Gambia, we expect to enjoy the same rights that every other citizen of this free world are enjoying today. We did not invite him to govern us. He imposed himself upon us. He came to power through the barrel of the gun, and he is now killing unarmed civilians on the street of the Gambia. What else can the Gambians do? And how long is Gambian life important? How long is Gambian life important to the international community, to the Gambian people? Everybody here, one way or the other, has been affected by the forgery of this illegitimate government, and there is no stopping. You know, in history, dictatorship, they draw their powers from torture, from degrading their citizens. They have no limit. So long as we don't stand up, Yahya Jammeh will go and he will continue killing us. For God's sake, 22 years, what else can Yahya offer to the Gambian people? 22 years in government, what else can you offer the Gambian people? Our demand was simple. The laws were indoctrinated, the laws, they were made in favor of the incumbent. There was no way there can be any legitimate elections in the Gambia under the current system. Under the current system, no level playing field. It was a simple demand. Change the laws, and don't offer yourself for elections again. We want term limits. Yahya Jammeh is the only African president who is now threatening pulling Gambia out of ECOWAS, out of EU, if they should support two-term limits. How long can Yahya Jammeh kill our people? We saying, down, down, dictator!
Down, down, dictator!
Down, down, Yahya Jammeh!
Down, down, Yahya Jammeh!
You saying, down, down, dictator, down, down, Yahya Jammeh? Solo Sandeng, dead or alive. That Solo, Ibrahim Solo Sandeng was the UDP demonstrators at the Thursday, who was actually killed by the Hardcore forces.
This day to you all. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand here as a Gambian citizen. I love my country. I love the United Kingdom. Our great grandfathers, our uncles, served in the British Army to fight terror when Hitler attacked Britain. One of my uncles was in Burma fighting in a British uniform. All his life, he has always been proud of Her Majesty's Empire. The Gambia was one of the oldest British colonies. Today we are here as depressed people as people on the street asking the British government to use its powers through the European Union. We know the criminal leader in the Gambia has taken us out of the Commonwealth, but we, the Gambian people, have got one of the closest relations with the British. Gambia used to be a British tourist paradise, one of the oldest colonies of Britain. Why would you abandon us today when we have a killer, we have a tyrant, we have a murderer killing our people like animals? Gambians are no longer free in their country. You, the British, and other members of the European Union always go down to Brussels having meetings, trying to see how best you can curb the influx of refugees through the Mediterranean Sea. Thousands are dying. Gambians are hopeless in their country. When we come here, we seek asylum. Your British Home Office Minister would refuse our people asylum. What do you want our people to do? We are desperate. Our people need freedom. I can tell you, I'm standing before you today. Today you remove Yahya Jammeh. Tomorrow I am on the next flight going back to Banjul.
Yes. Right.
There is nothing that I need in your country. I ran away from the Gambia because I want a life. There is no life in the Gambia. What I am doing here today, I'm a Gambian citizen, but I have the freedom to stand here and talk to you. If I should do that in the Gambia today,
or anyone else,
I'll be buried 7 feet. And everybody else that is here today has something else to offer. We have educated people that could contribute to the development of the Gambia. Do you want the Gambia to remain a third world country? You, the British people, I'm talking to you. Talk to your MPs. When you needed us during colonialism, we fought for you. We stood by you until we defeated Hitler. Today, we needed you. We are not saying you send your torpedoes to Banjul to bomb the Gambia, but you can use your British muscles. You are one of the superpowers. You can use your influence to put sanctions on that regime, that brutal criminal regime. Talk to your MPs so that we can be free as civilized people. We deserve dignity. We are human beings too. I'm speaking your language, and it is not my mother tongue, but you taught us to learn English. When you came to us, you said learning is better than silver and gold. We go to your schools, we learn your language. That is why we are talking to you in your own language. Don't abandon us. It is inhuman. It is degrading. It is wrong. Prime Minister David Cameron, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your government. I'm talking to Her Majesty's government. I'm talking to the British people. We need your help. Our people are dying. As I am talking to you today, they are using tear gas, rubber bullets, and live bullets, killing our people. Gambia is less than 2 million people. Very far less than the population of London. Do not abandon those desperate people. We are dignified people. You come to the Gambia on tourism, you call us the smiling coast. You gave us that name because you saw our people smiling all the time. Today, we are crying. What name would you give us? United Kingdom, what name would you give the Gambia today? Our people are crying, asking for help. We have a terrible regime in our country, murdering our people, brutalizing our people. When you try to talk to him, he removed the Gambia from the Commonwealth. The Gambia had been one of the greatest and closest partners of Britain for hundreds of years. Since 1816, you had governors ruling the Gambia. We pay tax to the British Crown. Why would you abandon us time in time of need? Is it because we don't have oil? Is it because there are no mineral resources in the Gambia? Why do you want Robert Mugabe to go? And you would not talk about Yahya Jammeh. And Yahya is more brutal, more wicked, more evil, more inhuman than Robert Mugabe. If you want to stop influx of refugees coming to your shores, help us remove tyranny in our country, and you will not see me here.
All of us.
I will go home and serve my country and develop my country, because I want the Gambia to emulate the United Kingdom. I want the Gambia to be a superpower tomorrow. I want the Gambia to be a paradise tomorrow. You, the uniformed soldiers that are listening to me, you, the police officers, go and talk to your Prime Minister and tell him that he should use his influence and the European Union to put sanctions on that brutal regime that is killing our people. Yahya Jammeh has to go. 21 years in power. You, the British people, have got democracy. How many prime ministers have you had? Since I came to this country, I've seen 4 prime ministers go. And I left Yahya Jammeh in the Gambia, killing my people. You think we don't want democracy? You think we don't want the rule of law? You think we don't want freedom? You think we don't love peace? Give us peace, and we would leave your country. If you don't, more refugees would be coming. You would not be able to stop them, because they want peace. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to live under savagery and brutality. Nobody. A lot of us are university graduates, and we would love to go and develop our country, serve our people, give them better life, better education, better medication. Some of us are doctors, engineers, lawyers, you name it. Those that are sitting here, most of them have gone to one of your best universities, very intelligent people. They don't want to be here. They want to go home. But they cannot go home. Your people are crying all the time. You're the British, crying that you have too many foreigners in your country. Complaining that you have influx of refugees coming to your country. This is the great British Empire. You are the big brother. If we are in trouble, where do you expect us to run to? We will come here. You refuse us asylum, we would appeal. And we will keep appealing until you give us sanctuary. There is no turning back. So stop that. I want you, the Home Office Minister, to listen to me. If you want peace from your people, help us remove the tyranny in our country and we will go home. That is my message to the British authorities. I thank you very much. May Allah bless the people of the Gambia. Jammeh must go. Jammeh must go. Jammeh must go. Jammeh must go. Jammeh must go.
That was a direct appeal to Hartlepool, David Cameron, who is the Hartlepool, the Prime Minister of the UK, and you're listening to Sierra Radio. So obviously, Hartlepool, I'm gonna try to get one of some of the probably interview one of the Hartlepool organizers here. Now I would like to see probably one of the gentlemen who was actually giving the speech before. If I can see him, probably I will just Hartlepool just ask him some questions, because I would like to know what kind of appeal they were they actually looking for from the British government in terms of assistance to the situation in Gambia. Okay, so just stay tuned.
Hello, sir, how are you?
How are you? Right. Sir, you just said radio. Would you like to speak to us?
Hello.
And the radio
subject. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, come say you from Sierra Radio. Would you like to speak to us? Sierra Radio. Sierra Radio.
Sierra Radio.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Sorry, can I ask what's your name?
Kemo Jalo.
Kemo Jalo.
Yeah.
Okay. Kemo Jalo. Now we left Notting Hill Gate, mm-hmm. which is a hard to call where the Gambia Embassy is located. And we now actually are just outside Downing Street.
Yeah.
And where
the British government, Prime Minister leaves. What help would you like, particularly, the British administration to give to the Gambian people?
Well, the British government already, I think they must have known what is happening in the Gambia at the moment. I think they should come out with a statement to the dictator in the Gambia to tell the IGM what he is doing, that they are aware of it, and they should stop it immediately. Because already our innocent people are dying, you know, all over the country. The opposition leader has been arrested with his own entire executives. So this is something brutal going on in the Gambia. This has been going on for 22 years now. I think British government should step in and know that what he's doing, that they are aware of it, and they should make an immediate stop for it.
Why do you think the international community has been so slow in regards to the Gambian situation?
Well, at the moment, in regards to our population, I think that, it's very difficult for Gambian to be recognized unless Gambian people come out. So at this moment now, it's the time for Gambian people to showcase this entire situation in the Gambia and come out and speak to the media and know that what is happening in the Gambia. Because I believe that some of the people in Gambia are alone in the Gambia unless all international community comes together as one nation and fight for the injustice in the Gambia.
Talking about coming out, I mean, Hatikoli, what is your take on Hatikoli, the turnout today? I mean, Hatikoli, I was expecting a bit more. And for our NOMA registration and also Hatikoli, the Senior Resource Center, we've been, putting it on our Facebook, trying to get it so people can turn up, especially we've got lots of Gambians in London. I'm pretty disappointed that Hatikoli, not many people turn up here. What is your take on that? What do you think?
Yeah, I personally, this is my first time to attend the demonstration, but according to the resources I had, this turnout is even better than the previous one. So I think Gambians are learning bit by bit. It's a slow process, it's a very slow pace at the moment, but I think we will be there at one time, in the future. But this is not it's an encouraging sign that these people are coming out now to voice their anger and their feelings about what is happening in our country.
Now, because particularly for our Gambian brothers and sisters out there in the Gambia, particularly whom the youth in particular I'm talking about, they managed to step out and had to call it to show them how to call it, to express their feelings, to say how to call it, enough is enough. I was actually in Notting Hill Gate and had to call it, I just left down there, came here to join you guys, and it wasn't even 100 people, and had to call it, do you think that sends a positive message to our brothers and sisters out there? They say, well, if our causes in the diaspora are not even coming out to show them support, what had to call it, is this even worth it?
Well, at the moment I don't think it will be worth as people will expect, because at the moment just yesterday I spoke to people in Gambia and they were telling me that our life is normal as before. So what we also expected from them, because this thing has not been even come to this day, since the day of the arrest, I think in the first place Hussein Dabo should not have been arrested in the first place. If the government people came out in their numbers, I think that will show a signal to that demonstrations should not have been come to this point. I think we are here because if we listen to the people of Gambia now, comparing people in diaspora now, there are a lot of discrepancies there. The difference is too large at the moment. But at least today we came out, despite that most of the Gambians, if you call them now, they say there's nothing seriously going on in this country at the moment. So I think people have been intimidated, they have been shy of coming out because of the brutal dictatorship happening in our country.
Now, speaking of the coming out, in terms of Gambia I'm talking about now, and the I was quite heartfully proud of the youths in particular. They stepped up. Mm-hmm. However, where were the adults, the elderly, especially the heartfully the statement in Gambia? They didn't come out. Other than heartfully Dabo, Femi Peters, and heartfully of that ilk.
Yeah, that was the biggest disappointment at the moment, because when this thing happened, we all expected that all Gambian people should come together at once. Mm-hmm. Because people like OJ and Khalifa Sala and the rest, they were saying that we are waiting for Monday and something like that. This is not it's an emergency situation. People should come out immediately, express their feeling. As I said before, if this thing happened in the first place, Jamaica Leadow should not have been arrested in the first place. When people are from Serekunda, Birkama, Bakaon, everything, they all march towards Canada. Before they reach Canada, Jamaica will do something rather than being power at the right now?
I did had an interview in my show on Monday from one of the UDP support members down there, and obviously I didn't discuss her name for personal reasons, obvious reasons, and she was kind enough to go on live on my program, and she was very angry with Khalifa. She called Khalifa a hypocrite, Khalifa Salo. What do you, because he said he was coward, he didn't step up.
Well, you know, if you look at it in any corner, you know, I think the entire Gambian will be disappointed about their actions, especially OJ when they speak over the radio. You know, I think they should be the ones spearheading this campaign. I think if Dabo, in his conference or statement, Dabo did not mention UDP. He said he stands for entire Gambians. Mm-hmm. So in that case, I don't think there's any reason that they have for the consultation of their party members or so. I think everybody should come out regardless of race, you know, tribe or whatever. Dabo should fight for the Mandinkas, or Wolof is fighting for the entire Gambians. So I don't think Ali Fasala and the others are still hiding, Omar or whatever, something bad, I don't know, Ahmad Ba and the others. You know, it is just that you know, people were saying that Dabo, you know, say coward, Dabo doesn't come out, and now Dabo came out and he was left in a limbo alone. So it's very disappointing for the Gambian people to see that our major opposition leader, even when the rally comes, when UDP is going on a tour for rally, the number of people that comes out, if that old people steps out on that very day, that would not have been arrested on that day, I believe.
ECOWAS. They have been very, very hard to call. They haven't done nothing so far. Since for 21 years, Gambia is worse part of ECOWAS and the Economic Committee of West African States. Why do you think that is? Why haven't they interjected, intervene in regards to Gambia?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, when it comes to the Gambian problem, because what we expected to see from Gambia at the moment now, you know, Gambia should have been burning now. Fire everywhere. I think that will damn the international community will see what is happening in Gambia. But if we say Gambia, they say still Gambia is a peaceful country because there people are not on the street. And even that very day, I saw the headline on Al Jazeera that security forces are arresting unarmed civilians who are simply mere demonstration. That didn't mean that Gambia, bond or government building or everything like that. It would have been all over the world now. By then, people have known that something is happening in Gambia. But even the ECOWAS reaction now, they are still waiting for the entire Gambia to come up, because you cannot go and intervene while people themselves are feeling that they are okay in their own country. So it was sending a wrong signal to the people that why people are not coming out. I think the major step will be that it's very slow at the moment. The pace is very slow, but I think governments are coming out, and they should come out in large numbers and let the international community know that what is happening in Gambia should stop immediately.
My last question is Gambia's Yahya Jammeh, I don't call him president. Yahya Jammeh's plan to turn Gambia into an Islamic state. What implications would that have on the Gambian people?
Well, Gambia is a secular state, and even Yahya Jammeh himself is not a Muslim. You know, he's using the pretext of being a Muslim because Muslim is the largest population in the Gambia. So Yahya Jammeh is using that criteria to hide behind Muslim to use them and say that Gambia should be an Islamic state, which is very wrong. Because Gambia, we have equally Christians and other pagans or whatever. We are all human beings and we are all worshiping their own whatever God they may call it or whatever. But Gambia being an Islamic state, Yahya Jammeh just using us as a pretext to sell our to sell his own ideas to the Arab so that he can get oil from them or money from them, whatever. But to be honest, Yahya Jammeh doesn't even know how to pray.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. Well, we've got Flex now speaking, so I'm going to just pass.
Very, very recently, in January, witch hunting has murdered countless numbers, forcing them to bring concussion, poisonous concussions. Yahya Jammeh is now going on a crusade to sideline the opposition, both politically and in jail, just all for his corrupt practices. Yahya Jammeh cannot monopolize economy. Because of his corruption, he has marginalized the trade union. All trade unions have been marginalized so that he can take over their businesses. And this has led to the current Senegal-Gambia border impasse. Yahya Jammeh has taken over the transport industry and the trade union's transport industry, only to increase by 10,000% so that it can all come into his coffers. Yahya Jammeh is both a disgrace for Gambia and a disgrace for Africa. Recently, Burundi were being massacred. Yahya Jammeh was one of the presidents who decided to vote against Burundi's peace. Yahya Jammeh is a destabilizing force for West Africa, for Africa, and especially for Gambia. His international arms has been uncovered numerous times. Yes, we all know, and I'm sure the UK government must know this, Yahya Jammeh continues to deal in arms and drugs in the West African sub-region. His guns were uncovered by the Nigerian who saw some boxes marked as construction goods headed for his homeland, Kanyelai. These goods were uncovered, lo and behold, there were all manner of disastrous ammunition for a small country which is landlocked like the Gambia by Senegal, living in peace. What are those weapons for? What are those weapons for? Are those weapons for Yahya Jammeh to destabilize the West African region and thereby forcing a lot more asylum seekers into Europe? This asylum seeker issue is something that you will not get rid of unless you address the root problem, the root causes. The root causes being poor governance, corruption, corrupt governance, who want to stay in power forever, who want to marginalize the citizens, who want to suppress the citizens' opinions. Currently in Gambia, right now, people are not going around freely.
Down, down, dictator.
Down, down, dictator.
Down, down, dictator.
Jammeh must go.
Jammeh must go.
Jammeh must go.
Jammeh must go, I said.
Before Jammeh, Jipo.
Before Jammeh, Jipo.
Before Jammeh, Jipo.
Before Jammeh, Jipo.
Yeah, Jammeh must go.
Jammeh must go.
Well, they're pretty angry, which is understandable, because Article 21 years of dictatorship. We've got lots of people holding placards here, actually. We just article, just see whether I can speak to one of this guy. Hello, hi. Hello, just article, see what you say. Well, we've got this gentleman holding a placard. This is the dictator of the Gambian. The Gambia, it says the mass murder of Gambians. That's this gentleman holds. And I've got another one here. He's saying, this man in white is the Gambian terrorist. True. Interesting. And we have some interesting placards here. Sorry, can I just see what you got down here? Yeah. Enough is enough. UK Gambia human rights profit protest. Yeah. That's the one. Thank you very much. And lots of very angry people here, which is quite understandable. Had to go 21 years of dictatorship in Gambia. So anyway, had to call it. This is Sierra Radio, and this is Sam Sierra Youth. I'm speaking to you. Stay away.
Do not tell your family members to stay at home. That is very unfair, and it's not the right way to honor Solo Sunday. In fact, it's only a dishonor to Solo Sunday. Their work must continue. Right now, we are not sure if Fatoumata Jawara, we are not sure if nobody died. They are alive. Only God knows. These sisters were brave and powerful sisters. We have a duty to ensure that they did not die in vain. If we continue to think about only ourselves, we don't go and support the fundraisers. we don't go and talk to our family members, then we are really dishonoring Novoi Njai, we are dishonoring Fatoumata Gawara, and we are dishonoring Solo Sanding. We are dishonoring Hussein Udaro, who decided that he was not going to take an amnesty to go alone. And this is what we expect from every other Gambia.
Definitely.
We have to be brave. Yaya Jame is cornered. I have to tell you this, Yaya Jame is cornered. This is the one good news I have for you. Yaya Jame is cornered.
Yeah.
But because we are not organized,
no.
Because we don't work together,
yes,
we cannot just push him, kick him over the cliff,
yeah,
and finish this guy.
Right.
If we coordinate like this,
yeah,
every time, the turnout today, I have to say, I'm preaching to the choir. You guys have made your country proud by turning up today. I am preaching to the choir. But if all of you just send a text to 5 people about this sort of program next time, we will have a lot more numbers. I also want to urge all of us, please, as for me, I am not supporting, I'm not sending any remittances to anybody who is supporting APRC. I don't care if you are my family member.
Nobody dares.
And I want to encourage all of you to ensure that you make sure that these people are aware that we are not happy with them. Why should we support people who are supporting a dictator to kill our family members? Why? Why should we do that? I'm urging all of us, we need to ensure that our family members are on the same page. There is no time to hide now. People have to go out. 2016 is the year of change, and it is the year that we have to grab it. It's the year that Gambia rises.
Yes.
So I want to urge all of us, if you don't do anything for Gambia, if you've never done anything for your country, I'm not talking about for your family members. We know you send remittances to them all the time. Whenever they cry for remittances, we know you send it across. I'm talking about for Gambia.
For the future, for our kids.
For the next generation, for prosperity.
Yes.
I urge you, ensure that you continue to support all the fundraisers which are supporting the opposition, especially the United Opposition.
If you can't come in, send your money. If you can't send your money, you
exactly.
Send voice.
Exactly. There are
different things you can do.
Exactly.
Everyone's got their own thing. Can everyone please do it?
Yeah. I think the sister needs to come here. Come here, sister, please.
Yes, please, will you kindly?
We haven't heard a female voice. Come
I would love to hear a female voice, yes.
Please, you're powerful. You have a strong voice.
Why do you think Hatikoli Duga and Hatikoli have not been supported by the diasporians? They haven't been. We've been posting on our website.
Okay, so I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I start talking, I get really emotional.
Okay.
And I cry. And I don't want to get emotional. All I know is that this is the year. This is the year where Yaya Jame needs to go. Enough is enough. He has raped our women. He has killed our men. He's endangered our kids. He just needs to go. Enough is enough. Anybody who sides or says is neutral, you're siding with the oppressor. If you can't help by coming out, you can help by donating. If you can't help by donating, you've got a voice. God has given us a voice. Even in the Quran, it says, no one should stand by tyranny. You shouldn't let people be abused. You shouldn't let people be tortured. You shouldn't let people be killed. Enough is enough. Yaya Jame needs to go. All I'm begging everyone in the UK, look at the crowd. Look at the crowd. If you were saying this is a Sabar or this is a Ngente, we'll have thousands of people here. Why are these? This is not, even in London, we've got millions of Gambians here. Even if a quarter of Gambians came, that would be enough to show David Cameron that we mean business. We want this guy to go. Everyone, you've got families. No one here standing here can say, I haven't got a family in the Gambia. Even if you haven't got a family, it's your country. This is where you were born. Sacrifice your life. It's not for us. We're all old. It doesn't matter anymore what happens to us. It's for our kids and our grandkids and the next generations to come. This is why I don't like. start talking because I get really emotional about this.
It's okay.
I get really emotional because he needs to go. One man cannot kidnap an entire country. We need to stop him. Sorry, I can't hear.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Your name for me, Aji. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was a very, very passionate article response to the situation in Gambia by Aji and Hartikoli, one of the demonstrators here, and which is quite very angry, quite understandable.
Bitterness inside.
Flex again.
All this bitterness is going to really escalate.
What has Lawyer Dabo done to deserve to go? What has he done? He was exercising his constitutional right to stand and protest for something he believes in. Why should he be in jail now for standing for something that he believes in? Why? We are free to stand here and say whatever you want to say, without fear, without being oppressed. Why can't we do that in Gambia? Why? That's just what I want people to ask. Why can't we do that in Gambia?
Do you think that Gambia had to call the Senegambian community, the diasporians have to call, have left, let down the Gambia, our heroes?
We can do anything more than what we're doing now. The Gambians at home need to get up.
Yeah.
No one's going to help us if we don't help ourselves. No one's going to help us if we don't get up. And I get people calling and saying to their people, don't come out. Why?
Why?
They're suffering. If you talk to them every single day, they haven't got enough money to eat. They're suffering. Look at the currency. Yeah, Jemma has depleted all of our funds, all of our Gambian funds, and everyone saying to their people, don't come out. Why?
Do you think that
we have to get up? Senegal can't help us. Even the UK can't help us. All they can do is talk. We have to start this uprising. No uprising has ever started without the people getting up. People need to get up.
Do you think the Gambian state men have failed the youth?
The people got up. American Revolution, people got up. The French Revolution, people got up. In Iran, people get up. Why can't Gambians get up? Why can't they get up? That's all I'm saying. We can't do anything for them. All we can do is talk. Let them get up and then we'll support them. That's all we can do. Thank you. That's fine.
Thank you very much.
I have one more last message. Hello, Gambians. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
That was a very, very passionate and heartfelt record you saw, Native. Thank you very much. I was quite disturbed. I'm quite happy as well.
Give them a respectable burial.
Dead or alive.
Give us all the victims.
Dead or alive.
coming out. Thank you all.
Thank you. Love you. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Games anyone?
Well, that's the end of it, I think. And
Vous avez demandé de la musique Serer, ne bougez pas. Vous écoutez Serer Radio, la voix de la communauté Serer. Serer Radio, c'est un mélange de musique Serer, d'interviews exclusives, d'importants débats sur des sujets liés à la religion traditionnelle, l'histoire Serer et sa culture. Visitez notre site internet au www.sererradio.com et soyez prêts pour les programmes d'une radio classique sénégambienne. Serer Radio pour vous éduquer et vous divertir.